I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Some of the words that I hate so much are, you just don't understand.
Yeah.
I do understand. Yeah. I just choose not to, you know, sit in this space.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No one's ever really going to understand someone else's something else.
I mean, right,
you
right.
Only 'cause you have your own filters in life. So, like, you'll never understand my true story, and I'll never understand yours, but we can empathize, but we
yes.
can't ever be you, because there's only one unique you, okay?
Correct.
So the best way to help someone through that, and, you know, when someone says you don't understand, and you could say, no, I don't really understand, but I can give you empathy, and I can give
yeah.
you empowering words to say you don't need to stay there, okay?
Yes,
you can,
yes.
You can get through that. Let's see how we can help that to happen, if you want that to happen. And again, you've got to be in a position yourself so that you can't save the world that doesn't want to be saved, okay?
No,
so the best
exactly.
way you can help them is expose them to what they could have, but let them sort themselves out and decide for themselves if they want to move on or not.
Yes. 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 Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I think sometimes it's that realization, too, that is all you could do, you know, because while you're trying to save the world, sometimes you're almost preventing it from happening mm-hmm. by, you know, again, let's go. You know, we keep coming back to the same point. You can't save the world while you're trying to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can only save the world by, you know, being there and mm-hmm. actually providing helpful information. And
yep.
Wow.
The best way to save others is to help yourself. Work on yourself.
Exactly. And of course, it feels.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, exactly what you were saying. It feels so wrong. It feels selfish, but it's actually not.
No. It's not.
And I'm just realizing a story from last week. My mother's going through some pretty bad issues. Her computer crashed and her television died, all within 24 hours of each other.
That's
and right. I'm kind of her go-to, I'm having a problem, help me. You know,
yep.
but there's other, I have a sister and some cousins and, you know, some people who can also help her with things. And for instance, when it comes to this, like, these are the kind of problems that I normally have to go to someone else with because, again, my technological knowledge is not so good. So, you know, we were just in that stage of trying to figure out, can this be fixed? You know, is it a cable company problem? Is it the actual devices? You know, is it worth trying to fix or do we just need to trash them and get new ones? You know, but we had to figure all this out. And I'm really not the person. And I was so busy at the time that this happened. I had a show that week. You know, and I was listening to her, and I finally went, I'm so sorry. You have to call my sister. I can't do this right now. But then really, eventually, as the problem kept going, and, you know, my mother was kind of distressed about it, and I remember I finally reached a point in the process of this, too, where I was able to say to her, like, you know what, though? Here's what I need you to understand. Not only am I so busy that if this was me, like if I had no computer and no television right now, I'd have to deal with having no computer and no television for at least a week because there's just no way this week I have time to deal with that situation. I can't get job. I can't, you know, it's just, it wouldn't happen. I'd have no computer and no television. But I finally said to her, I'm like, listen, aside from that, you have to realize that having a conversation with you is, you know, I can't be the one to figure out whether or not this is your problem with the computer. Like, I don't have those skills. If you need to buy a new one, I'm not the person that should help you decide what to buy because I'm not good at that. I would go with someone else. And when we go to the store and get it, I'm not the person who can bring it home and hook it up for you. I've had someone else always hook up this stuff for me because I don't know how to do it. So really, besides moral support, I'm not the person to help you anyway. And she said to me, well, the moral support's good. And the fact that I reached the point where I could say that to her, and then she was able to say to me, you know what, the moral support's all I need anyway, like, it was so huge.
That is huge. That's awesome. And that's very, and again, for both of you, that's a good thing, because you didn't feel like, oh my God, this is my problem now, you know?
I was feeling all guilty that I wasn't helping her more.
Right.
But then I realized that even if I had the time to help her more, I couldn't do anything more than I was already doing, which was feeling sympathy and giving her more support. That was all I would have been doing anyway, even if I had time.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was so giant. And then it released me from all that guilt, and it actually made her feel more supported, because honestly, while I'm in the middle of telling her that I have no time to help her, she's not even feeling that I'm giving her the moral support.
Yep. Yep.
But when I was able to back up and say, well, all I have to give you is moral support, but here it is, then she felt supported, and I felt not guilty for not giving her more support, because that was the end of this.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, Renee, so huge.
Yes, it is. But good. Good for both of you. I mean, I'm listening and thinking, good for both of you, because you came to that point, and now you can move on. And you could do what you need to do, and she could do what she needs to do.
Exactly. And I think now, going back to your funnels in a lot of ways, that's what you're doing. You're kind of telling people, here's the moral support over here. Here's the technical support over here. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the actual human being to hold your hand and take you shopping, you know, which, of course, is not really what it is, but, you know.
Right.
And I think that's what you've done. You've created this world where people have these different resources, and they can use them if they need them. They can skip them if they don't need them.
That's exactly the way that it is set up. Everybody's, from the very beginning, everybody's at their own learning level. So whatever someone needs, my goal is to have it so that it's built that way, so people at different levels can still be there and still grow no matter where they are.
Yeah. I mean, that's just huge. And I'm processing what you're saying as you're saying it, and I'm, you know, again, I'm applying it to so many things that I've done in my life, and how that's what's so important is that that's how you can duplicate things, is when you find ways that people at different levels can be there at the same time. And it's hard to get to sometimes.
Yep. And it takes time, and it takes the right people connecting to do that. But again, I'm a true believer in that the people that need to be in your life for wherever and whenever they need to be in your life will be there. you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it will be created. If that's what your vision is, that's what's going to be created, because you create it. Okay? You create it, obviously, in your thoughts first, but you make it happen because that's what your true vision is. And those people will come into play at the right time.
Exactly. Ah, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
I knew if we set ourselves up for a time to have this conversation, Renee, that it would be really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. That's why it was meant to be when we had it. So
exactly.
You know. Yep. And it has been a really good conversation to have. I mean, I have these conversations, you know, in different segments with different people that I'm usually talked with on a, you know, a more regular basis. But it's nice to have this kind of conversation with you and be able to share it for others to hear it as well. Honestly, I think this needs to be talked about a lot more, honestly.
Agreed.
And one of the things I want to offer for those who are listening, and this does, and if this resonates with anybody, I hope it resonates with at least one person that listens. You know, these audios that I talk about, these books that, you know, that I listen to, if people want access to that, they can certainly get in touch with me. I can give that to them as their gift of, you know, here's what you what will help make your life better if you choose to have that better, you know, they can certainly reach out to me for that.
That's awesome. In fact, as we're talking, Renee, as you know, for me, on the one hand, putting another thing on my to-do list is difficult, but I'm realizing that I really probably, you know, as much as I'm here on with you talking as if, you know, the two of us are the quote-unquote experts, I could probably really benefit from that myself, honestly.
I think anyone can. Anyone who's ready for it is going to benefit from that,
mm-hmm.
Honestly, because it's about you and it's about what you need in your life, and that's what it's there for.
Right, right. Yeah, and I've literally, like, having this conversation, even though, again, it's not like, and that's actually, you know, here's the key that I'm going to say to anybody who's listening to this and about being ready and taking advantage of what you want. There's not one thing that's come up in this conversation between Renee and I where Renee has revealed some deep, dark secret that I never heard before. That hasn't happened. But the conversation that we've had, the way that we're talking and thinking about these different things, has literally, I've had like 3 or 4 epiphanies in the course of this conversation where something that we've talked about made me go, oh, I need to do this. You know, it's just maybe, or not even necessarily, there's been 1 or 2 specific action steps, such as make the time to listen to your audios. but then there's also just, you know, I have to remember this. I have to remember that this is important. I have to, you know, I have to think about the fact that, you know, as much as, again, I'm talking about this like I'm the expert, like I'm quote-unquote perfect, really I'm thinking about my own blocks, the own things that I've done to block myself, and in talking through it with you now, I've gone, oh, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm blocking myself by doing this and thinking that and forgetting this. And it's been huge for me. So I want to make sure that people understand that's, and it's literally sometimes the matter of doing what I did this week, which is Renee and I struggle to find the time for both of us to be able to be on the phone. And then even when we found times, you know, and I'm going to admit it, once again, it was me. Renee was always there at the time we said, but where I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I need 20 more minutes. And then we decided to postpone a day, and it was because I think if not one person listening gets anything out of this podcast, I got so much out of this conversation. That finding the time to make this conversation happen the way we had it and make it flow, that I've learned some things about myself, and that I really think it's given me some tools that are going to help me move forward. And Renee, that's what you brought today. Whether or not one other person listening gets it, you brought it to me. So thank you.
Oh, I'm so moved by what you just said. I mean, honestly, what you just said sums up why I do what I do and why I'm so passionate about what I do. So that just totally warmed my heart. Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that, because that's really what I'm about, and that's the message that I'm trying to get across to people, is that, yes, you can, you know, have your breakthrough whenever that moment happens, or your aha moment.
Right.
You know, that's really what this is about. And
right, right.
That brings it back to, why is this in your sales funnel? That's why.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits. And to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in 4 colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's Juliana Caraturo-Kind Campaign. Thank you.
That's why.
Someone's going to have their epiphany.
Probably listening to this now going, oh my God, you people are crazy. Like, you're not even getting what I'm talking about right now because it's not your space. And
right.
Then there's other people who were probably the whole time have been going, oh my God, yes. Oh my God, yes. And then there's probably people who totally got some of it, and other times you're like, why are they even talking about this right now?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's your space, and that's cool, and that's okay. And be in that space and take what you can from it and forget the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, though, also, I know I have a cousin who she and I were just talking recently about some stuff of hers, and she read this article, and she sent it to me, and she said, this article made me cry, and I read it again. And I'm making note to go back and read it again. Like, she understood that she was crying because it was a breakthrough for her just to read the article, but also that she wasn't even in the space to get all of it. Like, she was going to need to go back to it. And she's really good at making note to that. And I think that's also the advice that I would give to some people, though. If you're listening to this, either saying, why the hell are they talking about this, about the whole thing, or even parts of this, make a note to come back to it. Make a note to, if you feel like you've reached a new level in your development, to listen again and see if you get something else, because that's how it works.
Yes, and I always recommend to people to listen over and over and over to, you know, audios. This segment we're doing right now, listen to it over and over again. Those audios that I'm offering to people, if you choose to, you know, listen to them. One time isn't necessarily going to cut it for you. You know, listen over and over again. And because you are in a different phase of your life each time you listen to it, even if it's a week from now, you know, that you've listened to it, you know, a week before, you've still grown and developed in some way in the past week, and you're going to get more out of it.
You know, one of the things I found that I love about binge watching, when you first started being able to watch, you know, TV shows on, you know, first even on, you know, DVDs, and then now on Netflix or whatever, I literally felt like it was cheating. It felt like you were cheating at the game. Like, you're supposed to either, you know, be available to watch the show when it's on, or, you know, at least, you know, quote unquote, tape it, and then, or else, you know, you missed it and it's over. But I found that when you watch a show, like, especially one that maybe is, you know, a little more, you know, like something that's just a fun comedy or whatever is one thing. But I binge watched West Wing, which was a show that I watched, you know, pretty much when it was on, but I literally watched the whole thing, and I'd seen many of the episodes multiple times. Some of them I had missed altogether. But when you watch the story on top of itself like that, as opposed to waiting a week in between and then several months in between seasons. And so you kind of remember what was happening, but you kind of forget it. There were so many aspects of the story that I had never caught before.
Yep.
That in watching it that way, straight through episode after episode, you know, never going more than a day or two in between episodes, I caught so many things that I never saw in the story before. And I think that's a part of this too. And one thing that makes me lucky is my brain retains information in a really strange way. I sometimes have trouble remembering the details of things, but I retain what I need, and it's funny how things pop back. I've had so many aha moments of either, you know, conversations like this or audios that I've listened to when I was going through my two-year conservatory program in acting, you know, lessons that teachers try to teach. I remember being on stage in a show, actually on stage in a show, and having a moment where something clicked that a teacher had said to me like 3 years earlier.
Yep.
Like literally going, oh, that's what she was talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, having a moment like that. And
I have moments like that all the time now, that I'm tapped into that. But yes, I totally know what you mean.
Point. Once you open up to it, and I think that's maybe some of the best advice that we can give people that are listening, be open to the knowledge that is coming to you, and if you don't get it now, you'll probably get it later. Or not. Maybe you're not meant to, and that's okay too.
Yep.
But if you're open, you'll eventually get what you need. It back to that point, getting what you need.
Yep, absolutely. There's a famous saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Yes.
And that sums it up right there. When that person is ready, that information that maybe they heard a little while ago is going to say, oh, yeah, okay, now I get what Tracy was talking about. Okay.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
exactly.
It's true.
Well, Renee.
I think we covered so much today.
Yeah, me too.
This was kind of like the, you know, this was a good show. You know, for myself and for you, obviously, but I really think that people are going to get out of it what they need, like you said, and, you know, if they need it again, they can listen again, or if they want to reach out to me personally, I am here to help them through whatever they need to get through.
So, Renee, tell us how people can find you if they want to learn more about this.
Okay, so I'm going to make it really easy. If you live in the United States, you can actually call me. Yes, I'm putting my phone number out there because I feel it's this important, especially this segment that we're having.
And we've mentioned that we don't have to answer the phone if we don't know who it is.
We don't have to answer the phone. We don't know, and please leave a message if I can't. But
right, and so if Renee doesn't answer, leave her a message because she doesn't know you yet. But if you leave her a message, she will call you back.
Absolutely. So my phone number is 508-320-2566. You can also reach me at my email, and it's renee@reneesullivan.net, and it's spelled reneesullivan.net. Those are usually the best ways, and I know that you'll also have links to, you know, they can subscribe to my lead capture page. They can go to my Facebook support group and reach out to me there. I'll have a link to that as well.
Yeah, and I'll just let people know that the personal information, the email and the phone number will probably not be in the Blog Talk Radio show description, but there is a blog post on our website at wordofmomradio.com connected with each episode, so I will make sure that contact information is there if you haven't had a chance to write it down and, you know, you don't have to go back and listen again, although obviously you should go back and listen again to the whole show. You know, we have very limited space on the show description on Blog Talk Radio. And to be honest, I want it to be that one step less public than that, but it'll be on our blog post connected to the show. Because also, even for Renee, some of her basic links are on the Blog Talk Radio, but when you go into the blog post at wordofmomradio.com is where we have all the details of how to find everything we talk about. Good. All right. I think we got it. I think we did it.
Yes,
I think this was exactly what we were looking for.
It certainly was. I mean, it actually was more than what I was looking for, to be honest. I mean, I didn't know I would actually take it to that level that I did.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I did because you obviously needed it. So again, things happen
for
a reason.
I did, and the point is that, you know, I think that, you know, even when we first started talking about bringing you back on and, you know, you weren't even sure what you wanted to do and what you could do and this and that. And I just said, but, you know, you're great and we want you on. And this is the point. Like, you didn't know what level you could take it to until you took it there. You know, like, that's how it works.
Famous saying, go as far as you can see, and when you get there, you'll get further. You'll get further.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite sayings.
Yes, I love it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was, you know, I remember I used to describe, it's ridiculous sometimes when I talk about it now because it seems so obvious, but towards the end of my first year and then kind of going through the beginning of my second year of the 2-year conservatory program that I went through for acting, I had the realization that you literally can't learn everything there is to learn about acting, that it's this, as you were saying, it's an ongoing process. It's a day-to-day process. There's no such thing. It's not like a multiplication table. You can memorize it, and now you've got it forever. It's not like that. And I was literally offended, like I was upset and angry because I wanted to learn everything there was to learn. And I was so upset when I realized, like, it was never going to happen, that not only was I not going to get it in this 2 years, which I went into the 2 years thinking, well, then I'll have the whole thing, you know, that I was never going to get there. Like, it was going to be an ongoing life process. And I always want to, I sometimes struggle with there being no finish line. I want there to be a finish line, you know. And I remember that I described it, and it's exactly what you're saying, go as far as you can see, and then you realize it, that it's like you're climbing this mountain, but the top of the mountain is in the clouds. But you're kind of assuming that the top is just above the clouds. And then you break through the clouds and you realize that, like, there's still this gigantic mountain above the clouds. And, like, it's scary, but it's also exciting. It's like, wow, there's this whole big mountain up here. And, and I was upset at first, but then I got excited to climb the rest of the mountain. And that's exactly what it is. When you get to as far as you can see, you'll see that there's so much more.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you'll see further. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm very moved by today. I really, really am. I mean, like I said, I have these types of conversations with people that I usually talk on a more regular basis, but having this conversation with you, it made me feel good. It made me realize, you know, there are so many more people that need to be touched, you know?
Yes.
That I know whoever listens to this episode is going to get what they need, whether they know
exactly.
it or not.
Whether they know it or not, right. They might not get it today, but they're going to get it. And it's exactly what you were saying of why you wanted to, you know, when you reached out to me about this segment, you know, rather than it be, because sometimes when I'm bringing on the co-hosts that are our, quote, experts, it's more like I'm here as a facilitator, I'm here as a, you know, I'll throw in a question here or there and this and that, but I'm kind of just letting you do your thing. And you said to me, you know, I know you've gone through a lot of what I've gone through. Let's make it more of a conversation. Mm-hmm. And then that made me say, yeah, you know, we could probably go off in areas we never even realized we wanted to go off in if we just let the conversation flow. Let's redo this at a time that we have time to do that. And it's exactly what happened. We got so much more than we realized. And it comes down to, like you said, what each of us have gotten out of it, besides anything else you might have gotten out of it, is you had a clarification of exactly why you do what you do, which, by the way, you having that moment on Word of Mom Radio Network is why I do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Yep. Yay!
Yay!
I love it. And like I said from the beginning, I do much better when I'm having a conversation with people.
Yes.
Like, I'm such a people person that the interaction with the person, we just feed off of that. And that's what makes it work, you know.
Exactly,
that really
exactly. You can lecture if you have to lecture, but it's not really the way you like to
it's
teach.
It's not my style. It really isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. If you make me, I'll do it, but yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this was awesome.
Cool. Well, have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. And if you got to sleep more, go ahead.
Well, I'm having the kids tonight, so I think what I'm going to do is take a shower and go to the grocery store so I make sure I have food for the kids, and then however clean the apartment is when it's time to have them, then that's just how clean it is, and we're just going to let the rest of it go.
That's going to be what it's going to be. And I will email you the audios because I really think they're going to help you.
Yeah, and the wonderful thing about audios is I'm also learning that as much as, you know, at some point, obviously, I want to really sit down and focus on them, that I'm also learning that if I can play them in the background while I'm, say, answering emails and stuff, I may not absorb everything, but I'm at least absorbing some of it. So I'm starting to get better about doing that.
And you don't have to absorb it all in one setting either. Like, they're each about an hour long, but do it in, like, 10, 20 minutes.
Do it 10 minutes at a time.
You know,
yeah.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah,
optimal
exactly.
is 20, but if you don't have 20 minutes, that's okay, you know.
Right. Yeah, and I'm sure 99% of the time, if you're at least, you know, going to take the time to click on it, you can put 20. So, yeah, and that's what I'm trying to get better about that, too. In fact, there was something I was doing the other day where part of what I needed to do was listen to some audio, and I said to myself, you know, you should have had it running while you were doing this other thing. Like, you could have, you know, now I had to still do it, and I'm like, you could have still done it again if you felt like you hadn't heard what you needed to hear. But if you at least had it running before, you would have already done it, and maybe you would have even been done. You know, like, so I'm getting better about that, too. So thank you. I really appreciate that, because I think in talking, that's something I definitely need to take the time to do.
Yay.
And I think I figured out a few other things I need to do, so that's good.
Yay, good. Awesome.
Yay.
That makes me feel good. All right, you take care. Like I said, have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk soon.
We will. Take care, Renee.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this final piece of the great conversation that Renee Sullivan and I had on today's Business Spotlight here at the Word of Mom Radio Network. It was so great to talk about these wonderful topics and to remind all mompreneurs and anyone who's listening, whether they're actually a dadpreneur or an auntpreneur or an unclepreneur or whatever they happen to be, that you are the best asset that your business has. You and who you are and what you give as a human being is the best thing that you offer to the people that you work with. And it's just really great to continue to put that message across. Tomorrow, Mindful Healthy Habits with Tracy and Ellen is deviating slightly. Ellen came to opening night of You Don't Know How It Feels last week. And not only have she and I become such good friends since working together here on the show, but her son, Christian, actually went to college with Kelly Blessing, the playwright. They were good friends in college, which we discovered kind of randomly during a conversation on the 4th of July. So we felt that we could do this because of all the conversations we've had about theater and the arts and how it really helps to keep us in healthy mind and to help with things like depression and anxiety. And actually, you'll see in the conversation that we'll share tomorrow how we figured out even further how, you know, writing and doing theater can be truly therapeutic. So I'm excited to share that again. And there are 4 more performances of the show. So you can find all the ticketing links and information about the show throughout our social media pages. We will close again today, as we have many times since Wendy and Robin and Kelly were so gracious to share their wonderful song, She Is You, with us. And we will close out with that song to make sure to remind you that Dory sings, I am a woman at the top of the show. And that all of us are that woman who can have it all. She can bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan. And but also, just so you know, it's not just Dory or me or Renee or Ellen, but this sure, strong, true, brave, bold woman, she is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong, yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure. never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you.
She is sure,
she is
strong,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you.